Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Pretty simple day. Two huge stories going on in Cleveland sports. Absolutely huge. We will be all over both all day long right here on 92.3 The Fan and on Baskin and Phelps in particular. Baskin's not here. He just walked out. He was wearing a hat today. He didn't have time to take a shower and do his hair, get the product in his hair before he came in to fill in for Ken today, which, you know, I never have to worry about. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner, Dan Menigan, who did get product in his hair. Dan's good to go. We have two big things. We'll get to Dylan Gabriel. We'll get to the quarterback switch. We expected it. When Kevin didn't commit to it the other day, to Joe Flacco, or we just assumed that's what's going to happen. Browns have made the announcement. That is what's happening. We will hear from Kevin coming up at 10:25. And, of course, the Guardians win today, or good night, Irene. Dan Menigan?
First thing, this hair has very rarely had product in it since high school.
You have great hair, man.
I gave up on that nonsense. There's not enough room in this
room. Great hair. Got a natural wave to it.
The second thing, I don't know how those
blazes.
I don't know how those guys do it. Because I have to take a shower in the morning or else I'm done for. Like, I will be asleep the entire day. I don't know why that's what it takes to wake me up, but it's one of those things that I have to do it or else I will spend the entire day just in a slumber-filled haze. Third, yeah, this is not surprising on Dylan Gabriel. We kind of saw the writing on the wall in the Kevin Stefanski press conference on Monday. This seems like how it's going to end. Welcome to the tryout period, and welcome to having an entire offense of rookies pretty much playing at most skill positions outside of Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku.
Is that a good thing? We're going to talk about.
It's a high ceiling. It's a high ceiling, low floor thing. I think that's the best way to look at it. And then the guards, you're 100% right. Can somebody please tell Jonathan Rodriguez, you got to keep your head down and watch the ball go into the mitt before you stand up and try to throw it. I mean, we've yelled at 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, all throughout this fine land that you got to keep your head down and then get the ball in the glove, then you can try to throw it.
Okay, you are correct. Okay, John Kenzie Noel couldn't find first base after he couldn't bring in a really hard hit ball. I understand how he didn't bring that in. Then he couldn't find first base. With his foot. And then Jose Ramirez makes a high school base running blunder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody thinks. You're not supposed to break on that. That's not the way the game is taught. That's not what you're supposed to do. I understand it, though. I understand it for this reason. You can't hit. Your team doesn't hit very well. And with Scooble on the mound, you're thinking, okay, can we get any runs? Okay, you were able to get one. Congratulations. Then you get on third base thanks to a bad throwing error by Javier Baez. And there's Jose. Well, George Valera strikes out. He's like, oh, gosh, all right, man. I'm sure the minute Jose heard the ball hit the bat, he thought, this is my chance, and it might be my only chance. And he broke, and Vest got it. You're supposed to wait on that and make sure it clears the pitcher. That's the idea. He didn't. That's a major base running blunder. But I get it. I understand, Dan, why he probably broke, because the team doesn't hit. And the ball hit the bat, and he thought, here's my chance. So I get it.
You have spent the entire season putting pressure on opponents, knowing that you don't really have the ability outside of Jose Ramirez, and I'll throw Kyle Manzardo in there, to consistently enough hit the ball over the fence and make teams pay for making mistakes. You have to play death by a thousand paper cuts. You have to play pressure ball. I understand it from the situation that Jose Ramirez is so used to going pressure,
yep,
and watching everybody else crumble in those situations.
Yep.
It feels like one of those moments where Icarus flew too close to the sun with the wax wings. And I feel like that's what I watched with Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
He just, Icarus flew too close to the sun.
And he thought that might be his only chance.
Right.
It was such a bad decision that he had a chance to slam on the brakes and turn around. That's how out he was going to be.
Yeah.
So it was a really bad decision. I understand why. The offense, because your offense is so bad, especially yesterday, your offense was so bad, I'm sure he thought, I got to go. This is my only chance. It was a bad decision, obviously. He was out by, he would, if he'd gone home, Dingler would have just been standing there like, Jose, keep coming. Here we go. Okay, there, you're out. Sorry about that. And he had a chance to stop, like, uh-oh, and turn around. So he was doomed. Terrible decision, but I understand why he made it.
And your entire game plan against Skubal has been pressure. You know, has been, all right, we're going to hustle out everything.
Here's a bunt. Here's another bunt.
We're going to hit a topper that he is going to miss field. I mean, goodness, if Skubal lets that ball go over his head on the play that Gabriel Arias scores,
yeah,
if Skubal doesn't go after that ball, that's right to Javier Baez, and we're not in this situation. But they must have identified that Skubal always wants to try to be Superman. And so they are continuously going to put pressure on him and try to make him make a dumb play. And he did in that situation. And I wonder if that rolled over to Will Vest. And I wonder if you had Jose Ramirez at a high point after getting to third on a pass ball to first base that Torkelson probably should have picked. Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
You flew too close to the sun. It had worked for so long. You have gotten so much good done with it that now you made just such a small error in a collection of errors that took place. But your margin is so small because you can't hit the ball over the fence.
You can't hit the ball, Dan.
Yeah.
How many balls went into the left the infield yesterday?
Four. Three flyouts and the Kyle Manzardo single. Four.
Now, all that said, Skubal might be the best pitcher in baseball. So you knew your margin for error was slim. And are you going to play a perfect baseball game? No. Is Jonathan Rodriguez a great outfielder? No. He butchered a ball. And it led to an extra base, and that led to a run when Torkelson hit the little flare out in the left field. That happens.
He's a DH moonlighting as an outfielder. Let's be honest.
Got a good arm.
He's a DH moonlighting as an outfielder.
Okay. John Kenzie. Noel is a DH.
Moonlighting as a first baseman.
Okay. Even though he's played more first base in his career than he's actually played outfield.
Correct.
Not in his major league career, but coming up through the system and everything else. They both just made a mistake. If you can hit the ball a little bit, it's not that big of a deal. Tigers only scored two runs. I mean, Gavin Williams was stunningly good.
Outstanding.
Really terrific. Well done. He pitched well enough that you should win that game 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm. You just got Skubal'd. I mean, that's how
You got Skubal'd and you got Guardian'd.
Yeah, you got Skubal'd. I mean, they struck out 14 dudes.
But it's even, to me, it's even more than that. Because take this offense and put it up against Skubal. You've left yourself no room for error unless Tarek Skubal goes out and has a bad game. And how often does he go out and have a bad game? Not very often.
No.
And so that you were just stuck. Now this is why, and I said this yesterday, and I completely believe it, and I feel that way even more so now. First of all, you were going to be in trouble if you lost game one. History tells you that. I believe the number is of the 20 series where they've had these three-game series so far since they changed everything, the team that wins game one wins the series 18 of 20 times. I believe those are the numbers.
Now, if you want to be hopeful, there are two ways. One of them, Han Solo to C-3PO. Never tell me the odds. The second way, it's a really small sample size.
It is.
20 occurrences, well, really small.
It is, except for one thing. 20 occurrences, small. 18 wins and two losses for the team that wins game one, that's not a small sample size. That's telling. That's telling. Doesn't mean it can't be done, and our team's been doing this all year. But it's why I hate the expanded playoffs. A three-game series, I mean, you could bring the Miami Marlins to town. And they could beat the Tigers in a three-game series.
But
you could bring the White Sox to town, and they could win a three-game series.
To push back, though, like, Casey Mize is not Tarek Skubal. Tarek Skubal is on a completely different level.
Casey Mize in three starts against the Guardians is a 2.08 ERA this year.
Everyone else, though, has been a step back from what Tarek Skubal is. And so it immediately, I think, puts things in a different light. You made it through the Skubal start, okay? Now this is when you need to buckle in. This is when you need to really barrel down. Because you weren't. I went in thinking they weren't going to beat Skubal. It just wasn't going to happen.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. And
now I feel better with Mize, and I feel better with Flaherty, not because of Mize and Flaherty themselves, but because of the fact that you're going to have to see that Tigers bullpen that's been a mess throughout the second half of the season.
You might have to see the Tigers bullpen.
Oh, you're going to see it. They're not going to let Mize go as long as they let Skubal go. There's no way.
If he's going like Skubal was, they will.
I highly doubt it.
2.08 ERA against the Guardians this year. If he's in the sixth inning and they've scored one run, don't look it up. I did. You don't have to look it up.
No, I want to look it up because I'm going to look up different numbers than you have.
Okay. ERA to me is a big deal.
I don't trust your numbers. I trust my numbers.
2.08. If Casey Mize gets into the sixth inning, gets into the fifth, hasn't given up a run, has given up one, they're going to let him go. And if he gets into the sixth, they're going to let him go. And he gets into the seventh, they're going to let him go. So they've got to get to him, and they got to get to him early. And that means, and I also don't think you need to freak out offensively. And I say that, like, don't start playing small ball yet.
That's all they play.
I know, but somebody hit the ball.
What do you mean yet? We're
somebody,
past yet.
Somebody hit the ball.
We're in the now. It's been the now since like July.
Somebody hit it, please.
I'm with you. It is easier to win baseball games when the ball goes over the fence. I think every single person listening would agree.
It's easier to win a baseball game when the ball goes into the outfield.
That's valid, too. These are all good points.
And gets out there on the grass. Speaking of Kevin Stefanski, we're going to hear from him coming up momentarily. We're gonna bounce back and forth all day because the Browns are going to have players speaking in the 11 o'clock hour. Kevin Stefanski is going to speak in about 11 minutes, and he's going to tell us why Dylan Gabriel is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. He might even tell us what their thought is. Is he the starter for the rest of the year, if it goes well? Is he the starter for London? Is he the starter for two or three? What's he going to say? My guess is he's going to say he's the starter for the year, and then change later if he needs to. Guardians have to win today. Browns leaving for London later today with a new starting quarterback. Here we go. A lot of stuff coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl Ryder is going to join us. Chris Rose is going to join us at 12:40. Daryl's at noon. Meredith's behind the glass. Somebody's taking phone calls. We think it's a Lance. Get ready. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.